You're listening to This Is El Paso Podcast, where we talk to local business owners and discuss their business, entrepreneurship tips, and all things that are happening in El Paso, Texas. Marketing expert and El Paso enthusiast, Vanessa Marquez Williams, talks to local business owners and shares fun and interesting things about El Paso, Texas. Listen to real conversations with the movers and shakers that make El Paso amazing. Gather tips and tricks to help you enjoy this beautiful city of ours. Here's your host, business educator and pan dulce lover, Vanessa Marquez Williams. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my very first edition of This Is El Paso. You are here with Vanessa Williams.
Hi. Yeah.
And we're sitting here today with my amazing mother, Mary Jean Marquez.
Hello.
She is the founder and creator of Women Uplifting Women here in El Paso, Texas. Honestly, they are not just in El Paso. This is the home base, but it is a global initiative. It's an amazing thing. How long have you had Women Uplifting Women for?
Oh my gosh. I created and founded Women Uplifting Women in, when was it?
2011.
I think it was, well, I actually got it out there 2009.
But actually
got it, you know, on all the media sites and all that in 11.
Okay.
And registered it as a
business in 11.
Business LLC.
That's right.
So, I actually started 2009.
Yes. All right. So welcome, Mary Jean Marquez. I'm so excited to have you on my podcast
Thank you. I'm so excited for this.
Yes.
This is so awesome, Vanessa.
It is very fitting to have you as my first podcast episode.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about Women Uplifting Women. When I say Women Uplifting Women, what does that mean for all those ladies out there that don't know what it is?
So Women Uplifting Women is a passion and a heart thing for me. Mm-hmm. I've always been involved in some way and so in a ministry helping women.
Yes.
And so I always felt that when you can help reach out and help a woman, no matter the age, no matter their situation, no matter married or not, that you are touching community.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're helping a woman who is in need for counsel, whatever, something's going on in her life, and you can uplift her and encourage her, not only are you helping her,
mm-hmm.
but you are helping her children,
mm-hmm.
you are helping, it's like a domino effect,
you are
helping the marriage, the husband, the household, and it goes even further into the community,
mm-hmm.
helping the communities, helping the, you know, everyone that is in that woman's sphere of influence.
Yes.
It's a very powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my heart. That's the what I envision.
Yes.
And so the mission, when I started it back in 2009, I was seeking God about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what He wanted it to be, how He wanted to build it.
Mm-hmm.
And so He gave me a foundational scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:11.
Mm-hmm.
And it says to encourage, admonish, exhort one another, edify, strengthen, and build up one another.
Mm.
And I was so excited.
That's like exactly what it is.
Exactly.
That's the perfect scripture. You can't write it any better than
right.
Than what that
so
scripture
you know,
says.
And that goes to say that when you ask God for
mm-hmm.
help, He will show you.
Yes, ma'am.
And so this has been the foundational scripture from the very beginning, and that is our mission.
Yes.
And so the vision that God gave me
mm-hmm.
is building a global army of women uplifting women.
Mm, beautiful.
And that's what it's turning out to be. Is we have women all over this beautiful earth who, you know, we are able to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And with today's technology,
social media, your phone, a tablet, you can talk to people all across the globe.
There is no boundary. Yes. There is no wall. There's nothing. You can just reach everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's literally becoming that.
Beautiful.
And it's a beautiful thing. So that's our mission and that's our vision. And to pray for one another and to pray and ask, you know, I get requests on a daily basis, mm-hmm. For prayer requests. And so it's a daily heart ministry.
Beautiful. You know. Okay. So it is a lot online. There is a lot of, so you guys have your Facebook.
Yes.
Like page, group page. Yes. You also have an Instagram account, and that's where you post all of your daily posts.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I seek God every day, mm-hmm. on what message I should put out. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because every day is different.
Yes.
And so I pray about it and I put it out there. And for the most part, it's always on point for so many women.
Yeah.
You know?
You posted something for me this past week, and another one of our Facebook friends was like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that today. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
So I'm pretty in tune with, you know, the women's issues and things going on. And so I on a daily basis, it's something that that's the first thing I do is I wake up, I pray, get my coffee, mm-hmm. and I start, you know, posting my daily encouragement.
Beautiful.
And so we all need encouragement. We all need uplifting. We're all in different places.
Yeah.
And we have so much in common at the same time.
Yes.
We're women, we're moms, and we wear so many hats, you know?
Yeah.
We do so much.
Yes.
And we need that encouragement, uplifting, and we need to be connected to a community. Mm-hmm. And this community of women uplifting women is powerful.
It is.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
And, you know, and it's just a beautiful, wonderful, powerful thing.
It is. Yeah. I love it. Personally, I can speak for myself, and I will speak for one of my friends who I will not name, but I know, like, I had this one job. I was miserable. It was a corporate job. I did not like it. And I would be sitting at my desk just sad that I was there because my bosses were verbally abusive and it was terrible.
Yes.
Then I would get the chime on my phone that Women Uplifting Women had posted, and I would open that post and I would read it, and it would like set my day, and I'm like, yes, whatever the message was. Most days was like exactly what I needed to hear. Other days it was like, this is good. Yes. Okay. All right. Let's start our day. We're going to do good. I have a friend that I went to high school with, and she told you this. She actually showed it to me. She was going through a really, really hard season in her life.
Yeah.
And she actually printed every single post. I saw the notebook. Every single post that you posted for like 6 months.
Wow.
And she studied the word and used your post to help motivate, uplift through the word. And
I know
it's
a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It really is. And you know, with time constrictions, and you know, you have mamas are in different situations. Some work out of the home. Some are, even when you're a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. it's so much, you know, to do, like for yourself, mm-hmm. for example.
Because I am. I'm a stay-at-home mama.
You're a stay-at-home mama, but you're running your own business.
Yes.
You have your two children, you have your household, you have your marriage you need to, you know, to work on every day. And so it's a lot.
It is.
And so with the time constrictions, if you can just go on to Facebook, go on to Women Uplifting Women, mm-hmm. you're going to get that daily encouragement, mm-hmm. that daily word. It's all scriptural. It's all scripture based, and you will receive, and you can just take that little bit of encouragement that you receive just by reading that scripture, and it will just set your whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different kind of a way, mm-hmm. to get word in,
mm-hmm.
and we're in a different that our society today is so much different from just 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. Even when I travel and I do my vacationing, I will not miss
my mother
my
does
day.
Not miss a day.
I do not miss a day. I will not miss
and
a day.
Mom, you've been posting since 2009.
Yes, every single day.
That's 10 years of posts.
Yes.
Have you realized that that's 10 years of posts?
Wow.
That's amazing. That's diligence. That's consistence. Like your consistency.
Consistent.
You're consistent. Yeah. There we go.
And I'm dedicated to this. You are. I'm dedicated. It's my heart. It is. Passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't need to be physically present with someone to be a blessing in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And, it's just cool. It. And I love when women contact me and tell me that they were facing a certain situation and they received that encouragement that day, or at more serious situations where, you know, they were thinking not good thoughts, mm-hmm. and that encouragement that day or that post that day just totally shifted the way they were thinking about a certain thing.
Yes.
And so it's a God thing.
It is.
And it's the Spirit of God that goes through those posts, I believe, because I pray over them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's not me, it's the Lord, you know, mm-hmm. touching women and touching families out there. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of men who are blessed by some of those
posts.
Yes,
100%.
You know, it helps them, and they will share with their wives, mm-hmm. or their girlfriends, mm-hmm. you know, look at this.
Yeah.
Daddy out in the oil fields, yes. you know, he shares a lot of this with the men he works for, their wives. Yeah, for their
Beautiful.
Wives. And he'll tell them, you know, tell them to go on to look up Women Uplifting Women, mm-hmm. you know. And so, yeah, it's out there.
It is.
It's in places that, when you stay committed that way and you just stay focused in being a blessing,
yeah.
it's far reaching where you don't even realize.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's all God. Mm-hmm. It's Him.
It's pretty cool looking at the analytics of your Facebook, because I have access to that. I help my mom sometimes
yes,
with different things.
Yes, and you've been such a great blessing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
It's fun looking at the analytics of that, because it literally is global. South Africa, so many people in Central and South America, all of the U.S., Canada, just like everywhere.
Yeah.
You guys are everywhere. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes.
So not only do you do your daily posts, in the past we've done different events.
Yes.
Tell us about the events that you were doing.
So we did, with your help, we did... You're the creative side of it all. You're amazing. It's so awesome.
My mom has ideas, and then she tells me, and then I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah. It's like great. It's so awesome. It's a great partnership.
I know. I love it.
and so, yes, the events. So we used to do the luncheons.
Lunches, yeah.
And so my heart with that was to pick women in our community, in our local community, who... our business owners or book writers or artists. We had many different women, you know, that would come on. We would invite them to come and speak and share, you know, their testimony, or someone that came through a hardship and came out the other end victorious, you know, yes. sharing their story.
Yes.
We had a lot of beautiful women
on
there.
Oh, my gosh. Mom, it was amazing. Was it like the last Thursday, Friday of every month?
It was last Friday, the third Friday of every month.
Okay, the third Friday
of
every month.
Yeah, I believe it was like, yeah.
The luncheon. So the ladies gathered, we all ate, and then we listened to a speaker. And I always left so motivated.
Yes.
So on fire and so excited.
Yes.
You know, it was always, everything that you do, of course, is always God-centric, you know, word-based. And I love that.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are out there that just, you can tell that God is like in the background of it, but He isn't in the forefront of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that you always keep like a Christian base to everything that you do. You know, because you've been told, like, if you stop saying God more, you'll probably flourish.
Yes.
You've been told that
quite
a bit.
Oh, yes. I just remember one meeting that I had. I'm not going to mention
No, meetings, don't.
But I will not, because that's not good, you know. But this one conversation I had a while back where this one leader in our community told me, was trying to give me advice about how to run Women Uplifting Women and build it and do this and that and that. And so I listened. Mm-hmm. I kindly listened. Mm-hmm. You know, people have great ideas.
Yes.
And so I listened. And so the one thing that just didn't sit right with my heart was the person told me, well, you might want to not mention God so much, you know, because that turns people off in today's society. In similar words. And so I listened. I said, okay, I'm just kindly listening. But inside I'm like, no. Yeah. And so, no. This is all about what God is doing in women's lives. God placed this in my heart. It's His. It's His children, His daughters, you know. He's everything. Without Him, we are nothing. I am nothing. I can do nothing. I need Him. I need Him for everything in my life. As a mom, as a entrepreneur, as a wife, as a minister. You know, everything that we do, we need Him. And those, and so when that person, and some other things, you know, that were said to me, and I'm like, I know.
Yes, I said,
you know, I filtered it, and I said, oh, thank you so much, you know, but no, I'm not, I am not about to stop talking about God.
You're not going
to
compromise.
No, no, I'm not going to compromise God's ministry, and that's what this is.
It is.
And there's so many other things that I would like to do that, there's a timing for everything, and I understand this so well. And God's, I've learned patience through this. God's telling me, there's a timing for everything. And so there are some things that are coming up, and there's when the timing is right, it's going to be a blessing. It's His timing. You know, we can't move ahead of Him. Or when He tells us to move.
You move.
Move.
Yeah,
it's I've time. Made that mistake too. You know, I'm like, oh, God says, you're ready. And we're saying, I'm not ready.
Fear.
And it's a battle. Fear.
Yes. No, you can't let fear stop you. That's my favorite scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given me a spirit of fear. He's given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
That scripture is everything to me. I remember I found so much power in that when I was a child. I learned it at Abundant Sunday school. I was afraid of, like, the dark. And that gave me power. And as an adult, whenever I'm afraid to accomplish something, whenever I'm allowing myself to think less of myself, like, I am amazing. I am a child of God. God gave me this gift, this desire, and I'm going to go out and accomplish it. I'm not going to let fear stop me.
Amen. And that's something that I think we all need every single day, you know. And this world is kind of wacky right now. But you know what? We don't operate in a spirit of fear.
You keep moving forward.
That's right.
You know, I with my business, I actually had a woman ask me this past weekend, because with what I sell, there's like five other people just at the farmer's market that do their version of it. And she was asking me, she's also a business owner. She's like, are you afraid? Like, how does it feel having so much competition? And I was telling her, my mom, I told her this. I was like, my mama, my mama said, because you taught us this. Mom, my mom taught us that it's God's economy. It's not our economy. The pie is big enough for everybody. You keep your head down. You do your thing. You focus on what you're doing. Don't think about what other people are doing. Don't matter what Joe Schmo five booths down is doing. I have a woman at the farmer's market right now that's copying a lot of the things that I'm doing. And it's very interesting. But I don't let that bother me.
No.
I just keep moving forward, and you taught me that.
Yes. And you know, when you have God at the center of everything that you do, it will prosper. You know, a lot of people will copy your ideas, but when you're as brilliant as you are, you know, people are going to copy what you're doing. And you know, that's all right.
That happens because I didn't, you know, with my CBD bath bombs, I'm not the one that invented a CBD bath bomb. You know, I'm copying somebody else, but I'm putting my spin on it. I'm doing my version of it, and I'm not trying to, you know.
And you know, the difference is, Miha, is that, oh, I'm sorry, I'm calling me. I was like, Miha, I call
you. Can call
I always
Miha,
call you
my
Miha.
Mom.
We're doing your podcast,
no,
Miha.
It's okay. No, call me Miss Williams.
Mrs. Williams.
Just kidding. No, Miha's perfect.
Is when God is the center of everything that you do, and you're doing it for the right reasons, and your passion is to help people, God will bless that.
100%.
You know, but you don't know where other people's hearts are. You don't know where other people's minds are. You know, mm-hmm. Why are they doing what they're doing? Is it just to get money? Mm-hmm. Which is not wrong, mm-hmm. because we all need to eat. We all need a roof mm-hmm. over our heads.
And as long as they're doing it right.
And as long as they're not harming anyone. You're not
trying to hurt somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
But what you're doing is your heart to help people. And you just started this company and it's already helping so many people.
Yeah.
And so that is the fruit of your labor.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a labor of love because it's hard what you're doing.
Yes.
And you know, and it's a company. And when you start doing something that is controversial mm-hmm. out there, mm-hmm. and people don't quite understand. People are in ignorance mm-hmm. of the truth of it, like I once was. Yeah, I did not know.
For the people that don't know what we're talking about, I have a CBD company called Blue Tide Organics. Okay, continue. Yes. People are in ignorance.
Yeah, people don't know about CBD. Mm-hmm. And so you get, you know, the old stigma mm-hmm. of that type of thing. You know, people are in fear. I was in fear. Mm-hmm. I was in fear that I was going to break the law. I didn't know that it was okay, that it was legal. And, you know, just all that stuff that comes from society and people and old thinking. Mm-hmm. And so, but you know, when you do your own research and you educate yourself and people like you come along and it helped you. So you're like, you know what? It helped me mm-hmm. so much. Mm-hmm. It was life changing. I want this for others.
Yes.
And so if you can educate people and help them the way you're doing, we open up our lives to so much better for us.
Yeah.
Health-wise and in every way.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Yay. So you also have a podcast right now. Tell us about why you started your podcast, what it's called. Give us the 411.
Yes. So it's Women Uplifting Women Podcast. And you helped me start that because you're so brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
But you know so much. You're like so into what's going on in the business world.
Ooh.
You know, you're techie. You know what's going on. You know what's working. So when you brought this idea to me about the podcast, I'm like, oh well, what's that? And so, you know, when we started, you started teaching me about all these things. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so let's do it.
Yeah.
So in starting it is to bring a women again, just like the luncheon, mm-hmm. to bring to talk to women about what they're doing in their lives, businesses and, you know, book writers and their testimonies, you know, and it's amazing. It's really cool because this is the way to get your voice out there in a bigger, better way and to share your heart mm-hmm. with people and to help people. It's amazing. Technology is fabulous.
It's
so
cool.
To add the podcast on to everything else has been a great blessing. And it's fun.
It's so much fun.
It really gets you out. You know, you get excited and you start talking and mm-hmm. and more ideas come mm-hmm. and you get to interact with people and later on, like, at, you know, I go to church and people will stop me and talk to me about this person that we had on the podcast, you know, and so all the ladies that we've had on the show.
Beautiful.
And we just did one with you for your company.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Literally, like, 30
just
minutes
like 30
ago.
Minutes ago. So you guys have to listen to it because it's really amazing. You will be so blessed by this company. And Vanessa, the head honcho.
Oh, on my business cards, guys. I'll post a picture of my business cards on my Instagram.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to put as, like, my title.
And that's perfect for you. That's, like, you.
So I put head honcho. Vanessa Williams, head honcho.
And, you know, that's awesome because you're showing your personality.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. And yeah, because I was like, CEO. No, that sounds cheesy. Founder. No, like, I want something different. Head honcho.
Yes. I love it. Yeah.
I love your podcast because with the luncheons, local women could participate. But you always had women from Albuquerque, California, like messaging you, do you do events other places? I want to go.
Yes.
You know, and so being able to, it's basically like the luncheon without lunch, digital, so everybody can participate. Everybody can listen and learn. And the different guests you've had, you know, Jessica Bustamante Soto, is that how you say her name? She was amazing. This lady, you guys have to listen to her podcast.
Yes.
She, battling cancer, and she went through the natural route, trying to not use chemo and different things, and just learning so much about all of that. And that one was a very powerful podcast for me.
Her testimony is amazing because so many women are battling, you know, different types of cancers or other things, and you go a natural route. I love that she didn't go the traditional route. She initially did.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, with myself, I kind of have that same take as she does. Yeah. Is, you know, I was diagnosed with some things, and they were trying to put me, my doctor was trying to put me on all these opioids and medications and different things, and I'm like, no. I know what to do. I know, I convinced my doctor to allow me.
Give you some time.
Give me some time to fix it. Because I knew I was not eating 100% well. Mm-hmm. I've always been an exerciser, but I was not nearly doing the exercise I needed to do. Mm-hmm. I knew what I was doing wrong.
Yes.
So I fixed it. And my levels, everything started changing.
Yes.
And I added your CBD to my, to my diet.
Yeah.
I changed the way I was eating. I started walking my 4 mile walks and doing core exercise, just all, you know, just to keep myself strong.
Y'all, my mama is so strong. We did yoga the other day and I was so sore from all of those.
I was not sore.
My mom was like doing extra planks and like showing us the issues. Her core is strong, y'all.
But you know, you have to. In addition to this wonderful healing product, we have to do our part.
You have to.
We have to do some kind of exercise. Yeah. We have to eat. What are we putting in our bodies?
Yes. My mom is a vegetarian. She quit eating meat. How many years ago?
Since 49. 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been, I think the whole process of watching you go to the doctor, get the diagnosis that you did, and you say, no, I can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I can focus on getting myself healthy. That's been an amazing process for me as your daughter to watch, because normally people are like, okay, I'll get on the pills of whatever you want me to do. And then they don't try to be better.
Yeah.
And you were like, no. And you did it wise, because you did it with doctor's supervision.
Yes.
So you had to come in and get blood tests and do all of the things. And then they were like, okay, you're good. Like, you're doing good.
And it's all in diet. Mm-hmm. So just for everybody to know, I was diagnosed with very high cholesterol, which is heart disease, you know, that'll affect your heart. Mm-hmm. And I was diabetic, on the line of being a diabetic.
Mm-hmm. Pre-diabetic?
Pre-diabetic. I was not diet. It didn't show. I was just like really close. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, no, that's not good. Mm-hmm. And then with all the, so you're already in that, to me, you're already in that line of unhealthiness. Mm-hmm. And then to add on medications that are going to cause other things.
The side effects are worse.
So that then the doctor says, well, for the cholesterol, you need to take this medication, a statin. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to get checked every 3 months to make sure your liver is well. I'm like, well, what's the use? Mm-hmm. I have a different take on it.
Yeah.
I just refused.
Yeah.
I had to try to do it the healthy way, and I did it.
And you did it.
But I did it.
Yeah. And that's the key, too, because a lot of times people will say, oh, I will, and then they don't. But you did. And you're a great example for your kids, for everybody that's listening. It was a process.
It was a process. It is a process.
It's a process.
And you have to be consistent.
Yes. That's the key. It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
You change that. And these aren't things that you do anymore. And you still, of course, enjoy life.
Oh,
you know, you still enjoy a glass of wine.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a slice of pizza, but you get your 4 mile walks in.
Yes.
and you might not have dessert if you have.
You know,
too
and
much
I'm not really a
pizza.
Sweets person.
That's true. That is very true.
And so the diabetic part didn't come because I was eating a lot of sweets. It was just that my weight was high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My weight was really high. I was close to 180.
Okay.
And my stature is not good. Yeah. So I brought it way back, way down to 150.
Yes.
So that's a major difference.
Yeah.
If you can lose just 10 pounds.
Oh, you're going to feel so much better.
Oh, my gosh.
Every 10 pounds that I get down, that's like...
Oh, you have...
I don't always look the way I'd like to look, but I feel really good.
You
yeah.
feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And with podcasts, I love them because, as a stay-at-home mom, I'm not around a lot of people. I'm around my kids, and I'm around my husband, and that's it. And that's very isolating, and it's hard to not have adult conversations every day. You know, it's hard to repeat yourself. No, don't do this. No, don't do that. Yes, let's draw. Like, it's not stimulating for an adult. And so whenever I get to, when my kids are asleep or whatever it may be, I'll put on a podcast. And your podcast is great. Your podcast we get to talk to different people in different stages of life, listen to their story. I love it. It's very, every person's very different. There really isn't a theme. Like, the theme is women.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Women doing their thing. And I love that. Yeah. I absolutely adore that.
And, you
that.
Know, being real.
Yes.
I'm big on being real. Just you be, are. Let's be ourselves, our unique, authentic selves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not worrying about what others think all the time, and it doesn't matter who are they anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do your thing. Become every day purpose to do better and become a better version of you, becoming a better mom, a better wife, you know, all the roles that we are in every day. You know, if it's for a single woman and you're out there, you know, in the career world, becoming a better employer, employee, you know, it's just, and being real and allowing yourself to be real. And the truth is, not everyone's going to like us, and that's okay.
And that's okay. Yeah.
Imagine if we liked everybody and everybody we got. I mean, everyone was the same. How dull.
It's so hard because you really do. I fall into this trap. Like, I want everybody to like me.
Yeah.
You know, and
I used to be that way,
and I'm getting better at that. I think in my 30s, I'm like, that's something that I'm learning.
Yeah.
And I just like, I especially in my teenage years, I wouldn't like lie or change myself, but I would just omit.
Yes.
You know, or like, oh, like this is one example that I will always remember. I used to work at Adventure Zone, and there was this group of girls that I loved, like very beautiful, sweet humans. I'm still friends with them. Good people. But they were Debbie Downers.
Oh.
Every single day I would get there, and oh my God, dude, I stubbed my toe and my whole day is ruined. That was literally, I'm not exaggerating. That was literally a conversation. Can you believe I stubbed my toe this morning and my whole day is ruined? And how was your day, Vanessa? And I'm like, oh, it was great. And, you know, and I stubbed my toe too, but I didn't let it bother me, you know,
yeah.
But I didn't say that, of course. And I remember one day because we worked together every day, they would complain. And then I would say how great my day was, even though it wasn't necessarily great, but my attitude is like, I am blessed.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful day. I got this, and this done. I got a ticket also. And, you know, I didn't get a good grade and that sucks, but I don't let these things ruin my day.
Right.
But I remember one day, one of the girls was like, Vanessa, like, do you really have great days every day? Like, ew, kind of annoyed, as if I'm trying to show off.
Right.
But I'm not. That's just who I am. That's
your
personality.
Attitude.
That's my attitude.
Yeah,
exactly. And so I really was thinking about that. And I'm in high school. I might have been, like, first year of college. And so after that, I tried to, like, be a Debbie Downer with them.
Yeah.
I tried to change
fit
myself.
In. You tried to fit
in
with their...
Yes, because they were annoyed that my attitude was always awesome.
Yeah.
And so I tried to do that, and every once in a while I'll still do that. Like, people will compliment something of mine. I'll be like, thank you, but... And then I'll try to, like, downplay.
Uh-huh.
And I can't do that.
No.
Like, that's not good.
And you know the truth. You know, a happy, upbeat people like us. Mm-hmm. I'm that way. I mean, we have our down days, and it's natural because we're human. Mm-hmm. But people that are up like us with good, positive attitudes, and no matter what happens, we look at the upside of it. Mm-hmm. And okay, it happened. What can you do? You know, fix it. Sometimes things are fixable. But when you, when a person like us comes across a person that is negative and is a pessimist, mm-hmm. it's like a we rub wrong. Mm-hmm. It's like we just don't. It's not a good combo.
Yeah.
It's like oil and water.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't allow. I will not allow myself to be put down or feel bad. If I'm up, I'm up.
Yeah.
If I'm happy, I'm happy. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be, you know, like you said, a Debbie Downer. But it is. It's a battle. Mm. It's a battle.
It feels that way.
It really is. Yeah. It's a battle. And so I also learned over the years is to get away from people like
that. It's better.
I refuse.
They're like anchors. They like hold you down.
Oh my gosh. You have to.
They steal your energy.
You have to protect yourself.
You do.
And you know, in like being in ministry with Women Uplifting Women mm-hmm. all these years mm-hmm. and I did for some time, I did counseling with women. And I'm not a professional counselor, I'm not a therapist, you know, I'm not licensed in anything, mm-hmm. but I am a mom. Mm-hmm. I am 55 years of age. I have some, I know some things. you know, I've raised 4 daughters, I have grandchildren, I've been married for 32 years. This summer's 32 years. So I know a little bit about marriage, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
In counseling, all these years in counseling women, there have been some that I have had to just let go of. Mm-hmm. Because you counsel them, you listen a lot, you try to help them, mm-hmm. you suggest things. Mm-hmm. But they every time they come back with the same mm-hmm. thing. So then I'll ask, okay, well, did you do this? Mm-hmm. Did you try doing this? Mm-hmm. Did you do your prayers that day? Are you, you know... And never.
It's always no.
Always no. Yes. Oh, but I didn't have the time. And, oh, I lost my temper with my husband. I just can't control my temper. Which is false. Mm-hmm. Because God has given us self-control. Mm-hmm. It's one of the spirits that he's given us is self-control. Yes. So when they would come back over and over and over, it drains you. Mm-hmm. I had to protect myself. And with a lot of them, I just had to just stop. Mm-hmm. Said, okay, when... You start doing these things and you decide that you've had enough and you're going to change these things and you see things getting better for you, come back and let me know. Mm-hmm. Before then, don't.
Yeah.
Because you just have to cut it off.
You have to be careful.
The negativity and the... It's hard.
It's like their energy is hard. Vampires.
Yes.
They'll suck as much as you'll let them. In that type of situation.
Yeah. No, and anywhere that you go.
Yeah.
You get away from them.
Yeah. You can even have friends. I have friends. They're not really friends anymore. More acquaintances. But every time we would talk, it would just be like for hours. And it would just be, I would get off the phone drained.
Yes.
I wouldn't, like some friends, you get off the phone happy, you're having fun. Every once in a while, there's serious moments where it's not as happy, but that's life.
Yeah.
But there were some people that were just like consistently like, ugh, I just felt like, ugh, after I get off the phone with them. And I couldn't, you know, especially once I became a mom.
Oh, you have to guard yourself.
I don't have time for that. Yeah. I can't do that. I need to keep my energy high for the girls, for my kids, and I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We have to guard our hearts.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay, so what else? Women Uplifting Women, we've had a magazine.
Yes.
We had an Olympian on one of our covers.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Writing the articles for that magazine.
Yeah.
Life-changing stuff.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. And you know, it's awesome to try different things.
Yeah.
You try different things, and sometimes they don't work out, and that's okay. You learn from them, mm-hmm. and then God brings another... idea, you try this thing, and some things will work, some things won't work, mm-hmm. and as long as you're being progressive,
mm-hmm.
and you're moving forward,
exactly.
because the world is constantly changing, things are constantly changing, so you know, you find ways to reach people and you move with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Like today, this day and age, is the podcast, I think, is a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because
love
everyone podcasts. Has their phone on yeah. them. Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody, I think the cool thing about it, too, is everybody has some kind of downtime where they could be doing something with it. Like, I have a friend, her commute to work is an hour and a half. And so she listens to podcasts or books on tape. So that wasted hour and a half is now time to motivate, uplift. Learn instead of driving and getting frustrated. It's useful time.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's one of the cool things about podcasting.
Yeah, like I go out for my 4 mile walks, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm out there. Depending on my energy level, it's quicker some days than others. Mm-hmm. Some days I just want to like totally enjoy. It takes me a little longer. Yeah. But I will. It's good time to be listening to podcasts. For the most part, I listen to my country music.
Yes.
But it's a good time to be listening to podcasts. Heck, that's yeah. my way of relaxing.
Yes.
Is my walking and listening to music yes. or the podcast. Yeah. yeah.
It's fun. And some days you need that music. And some days you don't want it. Like when I was training for my half marathon.
Yeah.
I trained some days with music, some days with podcasts. If it was a long run, it'd be a podcast because my mind would get lost in the podcast and I wouldn't think about my legs hurting. Right. And I also had to train with nothing, just in case during my race, if my phone died or I didn't have access to anything, I didn't want to only be trained with sound.
Right.
And then like go crazy for the 2 hours that I was going to be running.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so some days you want music, some days you want podcasts, some days you want the birds chirping, you don't want to listen to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So for the future of Women Uplifting Women, what are your heart's plans for it?
Okay, so for the future of Women Uplifting Women, I do receive quite a bit of messages. Mm-hmm. I've shared this with you, mm-hmm. from women asking about the luncheons, if we do gatherings, you know. And so for the future of it, I'm thinking of maybe starting up the luncheons again. Mm-hmm. Maybe in a different setting, in a different way. Mm-hmm. And I also want to do small group coffee chat type gatherings.
I love that.
Where we can just chit chat and just be ourselves, you know. Yes. If you want to show up without makeup or, you know, just very casual, extreme, yeah. just casual, where we can just really take a breath, mm-hmm. and not be worried about
judgment
or yeah. you know, having to be made up all the time. Yeah. And this, you know, it just feels good.
Yeah.
I'm for the most part a lot of the time with no makeup, mm-hmm. and my hair up in a ponytail, mm-hmm. and jeans, mm-hmm. and flip-flops. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of gal I am.
Yes.
So I mean, I will make myself up for church, yes. and different gatherings, the luncheons and things like that. But there's just something very awesome when you can really just totally be relaxed. Mm-hmm. And so that's another thing that I've been thinking about for quite a while.
Yes.
And I am going to put this out right now.
Ooh.
Because, you know, I've been working on this for a while.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting closer. I don't talk about it. I just want to work on it and
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
But I'm putting it out there so I can be held
accountable.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's scary to do that.
Uh-huh.
But I am, I've been working on a book.
Oh.
And it's going to be awesome. I believe it's going to be awesome. And so I'm thinking within the next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a blessing. It's one of those things that's scary to put out, mm-hmm. because it's so real.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot of tough love in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just don't know really how people are going to take mm-hmm. it. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to do it.
You know, in society nowadays, it's interesting because I don't think it's bad, but I also don't think it's good. It's kind of in the middle, depending on what you need, I guess. But people are so sensitive to truth.
Yes.
And it's just very strange. And I won't give an example, but just sensitive to the truth.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes the truth is hard.
Can sting.
It hurts. But if you don't realize the truth and deal with the truth, you can't move forward in your life. You can't be all that you can be. A lot of times people make excuses. Oh, well this. Oh, well that. Oh, well, you know, no, that isn't the truth. But the truth is the truth.
The truth, you know what I mean? The truth. And, you know,
sometimes you need that tough love.
Yes. And that's how I have been able to grow in my life mm-hmm. over the years, is that's how God deals with me, with tough love. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do need it, mm-hmm. and we need that sternness, you know, like a parent, you know. Yes. And but we get to an adult years where we become stubborn mm-hmm. and prideful, wrong, prideful, mm-hmm. pride, and it's not good.
No.
But so that's another thing that I'm hoping to get out within the year.
I'm excited.
Yes, and I've been saving my bucks so that I can do it right. Because, you know, but
yeah. Because it takes money to do something like that.
To really get it published properly. Yes. And get it out there. So that's another thing for the future of Women Uplifting Women that I think is going to be a wonderful, awesome thing.
I love it.
And the other thing that I want to do, not just a coffee chat, but I want to do like a wine down.
Ooh, cute.
I enjoy wine.
Yes, yes.
And so if, you know, we can have like hors d'oeuvres and just get together.
Cheese board.
Yes. Ooh. And just talk and have fun, mm-hmm. you know. Not
sometimes you just need to like some days I just need to go to Target and to not have creatures crawling on me, my kids. You know, I don't need to, like, you're touched all day long. I don't need to be touched all day long.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just go to Target and just
to
walk.
To get away.
Yeah. But then Target's hard because then I end up spending money. I never leave Target without spending at least $50.
Yeah.
So I try not to go to Target. So something like that would be great.
Right.
Because I'd be able to communicate with other ladies and have fun and wind down.
Yeah, like wine, a glass of wine or two, and just chit chat and mm-hmm. let our hair down mm-hmm. and, you know, make friends and become a part of this strong community. Oh. You know, and knowing that we're not all perfect. Mm-hmm. None of us are perfect.
Nobody is,
and we can enjoy each other's realness and just have that moment.
I love it. That's a good idea. That'll be lots of fun.
Yes.
And then I forgot to talk about, you had done the devotional challenge.
Yes, the devotional.
That was so much fun.
Yes, so the devotional challenge is awesome. And you can go on there. You can go to the YouTube mm-hmm. or my Facebook, Women Uplifting Women. A Facebook page, and I think we have all of them pretty mm-hmm. much on there.
Yeah. So the devotional, you wrote the devotional, and then we did an accompanying video to discuss everything.
Right. And so it's a 20-day challenge devotional. So you can do that. You can go on there, take the 21-day challenge, and you know what? When you do 21 days straight in a row, just commit to it. Mm-hmm. By the time you're done, it just becomes a habit mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, you need that encouragement, you need that boost, or you need that tough love. I mean, they're all so very different.
Yes.
The writings, you know, and the teachings on there. And you just get into that habit of somehow, or just going onto the page and getting that encouragement, that mm-hmm. scripture every day.
Yes.
And the group is even better. The group has grown to over 6,000. The Facebook group mm-hmm. has grown over to, and there are ladies on there posting too. They're posting really awesome, encouraging content.
Yes, definitely.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I like devotionals because for me, sometimes it gets hard to study the word on my own. Mm-hmm. Like I really enjoy when I go to church, I take notes, and then that night I'll go over my notes. I'll rewrite them in a different notebook and really study.
Yeah.
But if I want to do studying on my own during the week, I don't really know where to go a lot of times or what to do. So I'll look for devotionals. And your devotional was so great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Really awesome. And it wasn't, it was all over. It wasn't just about this one season. It was about
A lot of different topics.
And yeah. I really enjoyed your devotion. Yeah.
It was fun to do together,
yeah.
too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was that my was mom's fun. Video recording person. I had just had Aria.
Yes.
So I would set up the camera and, like, tell her action. And then I would run into the living room and feed my baby to try to keep her quiet or play with them to
yeah.
keep them quiet during and the videos.
I forget which one of them. Addie walked over and sat on my lap.
Yes.
I love that. And yeah. like, I embraced her and she was just a part of that teaching that
yeah,
day.
She wanted to be there and she was. It was fun.
It was fun. Grandparenthood, motherhood, you just do what you gotta do.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I love it. Well, did you want to, can you tell us where they can find you? Your website?
Yes.
Socials?
Go to thewomenupliftingwomen.com and you'll have all the different social sites that I'm a part of up there. You can click on them. It'll take you to them. There's a lot of content information on there, and the podcast we did earlier will be on there hopefully by the end of today. Mm-hmm. And then I also have a Facebook group, Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. I love Instagram. I'm having a lot of fun with Instagram.
Instagram's the best right now.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's more, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I actually like it more than Facebook.
I agree.
But the cool thing is that you can hook them up, right?
Yes.
And so when you post on Instagram, it'll go straight to your face. So yeah. It's really cool. It's a time saver.
It is.
And then I have Pinterest.
Mm-hmm. And are you the Women Uplifting Women on all of them? Or some of them Women Uplifting Women?
Women Uplifting Women. Some of them, yeah, like Facebook is Women Uplifting Women.
Okay.
The only one that's that with a V in front is the website.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So go on there, check it out, and we have photos on there and different things that are on there. It's fun.
El Paso is very blessed to
have you
doing this in our great city. And it's so great to have the interwebs because everybody gets to participate and connect. And
yes.
It's so awesome.
And you know, we all have something to share. So I love
everybody
that.
Does.
I love that women can go on there and share, you know, what's on their hearts and share an encouraging word for the day as well. Mm-hmm. And I just love El Paso is my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But women everywhere. I just have a passion for that. When you see a woman come out of a situation and become better and be encouraged for that day or whatever's going on, it's just so beautiful.
It is. It
really is. That helps me.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I love it.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming onto my podcast.
Thank
being my very
you.
First one.
I'm excited.
The podcast is called This is El Paso, and I really just want to focus on, it's going to be El Paso-centric, so we're going to be talking to different business owners, movers and shakers, people, everybody. I want to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, things that I'm interested in, I'll throw into the mix.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really excited.
Life.
It's life.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, congratulations and thank you so much for having me your first guest.
Yes.
Ah, I'm excited about that.
I
actually didn't know that till a little earlier.
I was excited.
We
recorded my mom's Women Uplifting Women podcast, and I was like, okay, now it's my turn. She's like, what? And I was like, yeah. We're gonna record my podcast. I hadn't even told her that. Like, I had told you that we were gonna be recording for mine.
Yeah.
For Blue Tide CBD, but I instead of doing for Blue Tide, I decided to do for This Is Us. This is El Paso.
That's awesome, Miha. Yeah.
No,
that's exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And we need more positivity.
Yes.
Always.
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 Yeah.
And with the right motive and the right heart.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of stuff out there, but it's not the right motive, it's not the right heart.
Yeah.
And the caring isn't even there, quite honestly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just about the person running it and them becoming bigger or them becoming more successful.
Yeah.
And it has to be about community.
Yeah.
It has to be about people and helping others,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mama.
All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you guys later. Check out all of my different podcasts, and yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of This is El Paso. Dive into the show notes to find out more about this episode and all past episodes on our website at www.thisiselpaso.com. Some of our best conversations happen online, so make sure that you find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at This Is El Paso. If you love the show, make sure you share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. If you're interested in sponsoring this podcast, email us at thisiselpaso@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.